Audio Discourse of The Plan for Restoration of Constitutional Government by Gary Hunt, Outpost of Freedom. Episode 8, Part 5, Institution of County Government Elements. As entire or nearly entire county areas come under the control of the constitutional forces, the necessity of reestablishing necessary government functions will require participation by all existing committees within the county. What is instituted at this point is anticipated to be the final and permanent government within the geographic area. It is to replace the existing structure of government with one intended to provide only the services necessary for the function of the county in accordance with the constitutions. Its purpose is to create a comfortable environment and protection of private property. It is not to be assumed to be legislative, except as deemed absolutely necessary. If a state committee has not already been established, once there are three county committees of safety, the state committee should be established with those counties being sending delegates to the state committee. Historical perspective. As royal government was displaced, committees of safety began filling the void created by that absence. The Continental Congress had been populated by delegates sent up from either local committees or where a provincial committee had been established by the provincial committees. There was no concerted effort by the Crown to subdue such gatherings until it was too late. The Third Continental Congress approved the Declaration of Independence. Geographically, there was no problem convening the Continental Congress. Today, however, once such an endeavor is begun, it would most surely be a target of attack, kidnap, or assassination. An alternate means of assembling should be considered until security can be provided for larger meetings. Role of the committees. County committees of safety will be required to merge themselves into a permanent role of county governance. They will have to determine which agencies within the government are to be retained, consistent with the Constitution, what personnel within the existing government are to be retained after taking a loyalty oath both to the United States and to the state constitutions, the sale of surplus county property, if necessary, can provide funds for necessary operations. The committee shall establish a procedure to provide for elections of the county supervisors or equivalent without regard to political parties. The committee, those members who are not elected to official county positions, is to remain as an advisory committee to the county government until they are released from that responsibility by the state committee of safety or reconstituted state government. Militia supervision and control will transfer to the State Committee of Safety once it is formed. Judicial functions will transfer to the reconstituted county government. Property taxes and sales taxes collected will be held in the coffers of the committee to be used to continue services and provide for other needs of the activities of the committee and the constitutional forces. Taxes will be brought into compliance with the Constitution and by the committee or committee-approved government once the state has been secured. In the interim, the existing tax rates and collections will apply. No property will be seized for failure to pay taxes, nor will any liens issue or penalties apply. The initiating of the State Committee of Safety, until such time as it is geographically practical, will have to be accomplished by whatever means of communication are available, with due consideration of the safety of the delegates. This will largely depend on the degree of cooperation by existing state agencies. If the liaison committee has done well, it can be expected that large portions of the state agencies, including law enforcement, will have taken the loyalty oath and will work towards restoration of constitutional government. Those found to be inimical to the state and or federal constitutions shall be dealt with as determined by the committee, preferring parole on their honor to incarceration. Militia Committee. Militia committees should continue to coordinate consolidating contiguous militia forces into larger units and recommend the commissioning of officers to accommodate the expanded units. Correspondence Committee. Correspondence committees will have accomplished their task for the most part once the county government has been reinstituted. Their energy can now be directed at assisting other counties, providing communication networks, especially of newsworthy activity, to other correspondents. They will continue to oversee local media to assure that information being disseminated is accurate and consistent with any policies adopted by the committee. Judicial Committee. Judicial functions will include reviewing local judicial facilities and personnel to determine what is to be used and which personnel not inimical to the Constitution should be retained as members of the county judiciary. Those retained must take the loyalty oath and agree to ignore existing statutory law. Operations of both criminal and civil courts can be convened as soon as the committee judiciary is satisfied that it can operate in a constitutional manner, including judging both fact and law by the jury. In civil matters regarding loans, mortgages, and mortgages, they should be continued pending a national determination of currency values and other matters regarding substance of loans. They will be addressed in the national level, Part 10, Restoration of Constitutional Government. Both county, if they exist, and state rules of the court will be abandoned as they are inconsistent with justice. Any new rules of court to be established should be structured upon fairness to all parties, should not preclude any evidence that either party deems pertinent, and shall never allow testimony in exchange for benefit, favor, or other consideration. Existing statutes will be abandoned in favor of evaluating injury received in criminal matters and breach of contract in civil matters until the state legislature is prepared to operate in accordance with the Constitution and restrict its police powers to only that which is absolutely necessary to the function of the state. Grand juries for criminal matters will be instituted without supervision except by the jury foreman. No law enforcement or legal professionals are to be included in either grand or petite juries. They are to be considered third party to any proceeding. Liaison Committee. As local government agencies are brought into their proper role, an expansion to include communications with state and federal agencies with facilities within the county should be incorporated into the workings of the committee. Opening doors for smooth transition cannot begin too early and may result in early and more significant successes in transition at higher levels of government. Contact should be made and then continued with those within any organization that would be affected by the plan. Intelligence Committee. Intelligence committees should begin investigating senior employees at utilities, government agencies, and industry to ascertain which of those might be willing to continue operations under the conditions to be imposed. Militia duties. Militia reassignment to state command will remove them from subordination to their respective committees. They will be considered a part of the state militia, though they may retain their local identity and officers, absent any state militia decisions to the contrary. Effectively, they will have transitioned from a militia to a state army.